Hello and welcome to Techno Funda Investing Podcast Series. This is the 7th episode in our series of Achieving Financial Freedom with Techno Funda Investing Process. I'm Vivek Mashrani, your host, and you can follow me on my Twitter handle @MashraniVivek or visit my website vivekmashrani.com. Today I have very interesting topic about the value system which you need to achieve your financial freedom and live a life of your choice. And I have a special gift of a poster which I will be sharing with all of you in the middle of this podcast. I'll be sharing that link with you, so just stay tuned and listen to this podcast carefully. So I'll start with a story of two guys. One is Mungeri Lal and the second person is Chatur Champak. Now Mungeri Lal was very hard working. He spent his initial years in studying very hard because his family was not from a very good background and he was always struggling. So he thought he will spend a lot of time in studying and get a very good job, which he did. So he got a very good job in an IT company and he started working towards getting maximum out of his job. So as usual, he started working overtime. He started working on multiple projects without giving any attention to what will happen next and everything. He just got immersed into whatever he was doing. And typically he fell into that rat race, where everything else did not matter, only getting maximum out of his job mattered. Whatever his boss was telling him, he used to do it. Now time passed and he spent many years in the same company. He became a good manager in that company and he got multiple promotions. But then he was too much frustrated with his job because there was too much of pressure. And during those few years, he did not pay attention on any skill development or any alternative or how to do best and all that thing. He just focused on his job. He thought that, you know, now my kids have grown up, but I've never spent time with them. I have got the money, but I've never spent time to put that to work, to compound that. And he was like really upset. And because of that, so much of pressure and frustration, he thought, let me quit my job and whatever days I'm left with, let me spend it with my family. Because it has been many years, he has not been able to spend those years with the family. But unfortunately, just after he quit his job and thought of spending time with the family, he fell ill and he got into a serious disease. It took him a couple of years to again recover, and by the time he was old. And then he suddenly met one day Chatur Champak. He was his good friend and due to his hectic job, he was not able to talk with him very frequently. It was like casual talk that was happening. But that day he saw Chatur Champak, who was his classmate, and he saw that he earned well and he was not working since many years, but still he was well to do. He was getting good amount of money. He was financially free, healthy living, he had a very good social life and also enjoying whatever hobby he wanted to do. And then Mungeri Lal asked Chatur Champak, what was the secret of that? How did you achieve your financial freedom doing all these things? And that is what, guys, I'm going to talk to you about, that what value system you need along with your financial freedom. It's not just about, you know, getting too much of money hook or crook. You know, you need to follow certain value system, and this value system has been designed with the help of the investing community which I am part of. So I'll talk to you through all these principles, which I am sure if you follow in your life, in your day-to-day routine, it will definitely change your life and the way of doing things, right? So we call it power of seven. If you want to know what is there in the power of seven, let's dive into it and get into it one by one. Yes. So the first power is freedom. So what does freedom mean? It just doesn't mean achieving financial freedom by your active income. And there are two ways of doing things, right? One is active income, where you work continuously and you spend time on something and you get income. The other way is passive income, when you are not working, you are just probably chilling in the beaches of Goa or Las Vegas. Still, money keeps on flowing to you. That's the form of passive income, right? Where you don't need to be active, still the money will hit your bank account. And that is where you can achieve a real sense of financial freedom. So the first value system you should follow is creating multiple streams of passive income to achieve your financial freedom. And that's what probably Mungeri Lal did not do it. He was earning well, he was at a good position, but he did not think of compounding his money and putting his money to work. So first principle is freedom. If you want to get it, create multiple streams of passive income. The second one is again very, very important. So this is well-being. So you have to always aim towards physical and mental well-being, not just for yourself, but your family as well, right? Because if you have too much of wealth, it's of no use if you are not mentally and physically well. And that will only be possible if you resonate that with the passive income concept, which I shared in the first point. So it both goes hand in hand. It's like yin yang. The third principle or the power is longevity. So longevity is very, very important in terms of your life, in terms of your compounding, and in terms of your thought process. So always, if you try thinking and acting in long term, then you will not fall in rat race like how Mungeri Lal was falling. You will be probably in the side of Chatur Champak, who was compounding his wealth and always thinking long term rather than taking any short term decision of that next promotion and next pleasure which he will get from pleasing his manager, right? So he was thinking more long term, and that's what we need to do. The fourth principle is learning, and after this I'll be sharing the link of the posters as well, so that just be alerted. I'll be sharing the link of the posters and you can download cool posters of all these principles. So the fourth principle is learning. If you stop learning after your education is done, probably, you know, you will be just be there. You will not grow in your life. It could be any stream, right? It could be your job, or it could be anything which you are doing. It could be your hobby. If you are not learning, your growth stops there. So if you want to go the next level, you need to be a lifelong learner and grow continuously, not just in wealth, but health, wealth, relationship, and spirituality. You have to be a lifelong learner and grow continuously in all these four aspects. So these are the four points. I have still three more to cover. The link which I told about, if you want to download the cool poster, you can probably put it on your wall as a A4 poster. Just go to technofunda.co/posters, and I'll put the link below the video if you are watching this on YouTube. If you are listening to the podcast, it's there below the podcast. Right, so just go ahead and download it. It's just a free gift from my end. Now let's go to the next power, which is excellence. Whatever you do, guys, if you want to achieve results in shortest possible time, you need to do things with speed and focus of implementation. Use a lot of automation, use tools which are available to you, and build systems around it. Only when you achieve excellence in the area, in the field you are working on, that is the time when you will be differentiated. You will not face any competition. So there are two things. There is a blue water and red water, right? There is a the book also named as Blue Ocean Strategy. So if you are very well differentiated, one, through your excellence in whatever you are doing, and through the core skills, if you have a high differentiating factor, then people will be willing to pay premium for you, and you will still be able to do things with speed and focus, and you will accelerate your journey towards financial freedom, right? And I'm not talking about perfection. Perfection is myth. Perfection is not possible in today's time and age, and even if it is possible, it will kill you till the time you reach perfection. But you need to aim for excellence, speed and focus of implementation. So that's the fifth principle, along with all other parameters you need to think of when you want to live a life of balance. The sixth principle is collaboration. Because in today's time and age, if you keep on doing things alone, you will hardly succeed, or it will take a lot of time for you. So the idea is to collaborate, not if it is not physically possible, virtually, through books, through reading, through connecting people, through various mediums digitally, and helping each other to achieve great results, right? That is where collaboration can take you and the other person whom you are collaborating with both to the next level in the least possible time. And the more you collaborate, the more you partner with other people, the better you will get in this game. And you will free up a lot of your time, and you can spend that time in other areas which matter to you in your life. The seventh, and not the last but the least, it's one of the most important principle which I feel we all of us should follow, is contribution. Being humble and giving back to society. It could be in any form. It could be charity, say 10% of your income. Or it could be any way where you can help other people who are less privileged by teaching them, educating them, by sharing your learnings, by sharing your journey. Whatever way you can give back to society, that is the best thing you can do. So contribution is the seventh most powerful principle you should follow. So this is the entire power of seven, which we follow as a community. And if you are serious about your financial freedom, and if you want to learn more around the principles of how to compound your money, I would like to invite you to this community of learners. Just sign up below in the masterclass. I've shared the link also. It's technofunda.co/webinar, and you can join my upcoming masterclass, and I'll be happy to invite you to this community of learners and people who follow this power of seven. So that's all about in this episode of Financial Freedom Podcast series. I would try to go deeper into each of these seven power of seven, if possible, in forthcoming podcasts. Until then, stay tuned. Thank you. God bless. And keep following our podcast channel and keep liking it.